You know, we us media guys, we're guilty of that. We sort of labeled it as some would consider. I think the people that watch college football, and, you know, you guys, they judge you continued success. What you guys were able to accomplish when you hit Notre Dame in the mouth in Miami Gardens, when you took over the Georgia game and said, you know what, DJ Fluker jumped off the ground and said, hey, we're not going to lose this one. The offensive line motivated by you guys, the band getting back together, Anthony Steen, Chance Wormack, Cyrus Quanjo right now inside the game. It's going to be coming up. Bama Nation, get ready for this because you'll have the guys back together, sort of like the Eagles. They didn't take a vacation. Well, they didn't retire. They just took a 14-year vacation, but getting back together and looking at the chemistry. Let me ask another question about the chemistry because I'm always – it's fun to watch you guys react because you guys are buddies off the field. Let's go to the quarterback's house. AJ McCarron said, you know, hey, listen, I bought those guys meals for a few weeks, but then I had to start cooking because you guys were eating too much. Let's talk about those meals because that's sort of a tradition. Quarterback sort of feeds the offensive lineman. Talk about those meetings. What was that really like, all getting together in one house and letting the quarterback sort of pay you back for sort of getting his blind side or blocking for him and providing that line of scrimmage?
Well, I think AJ bought the first couple meals and then wanted me to help him and the next one. So then I bought the next one or the next two, and then I started getting the bill and saw how big it was. And I thought we're going to split it from now on and just go to the store together. And, you know, we went there, and it's just more of the thing where you go and you hang out with your buddies and you watch other football games or whoever playing on that Thursday night and just hang out with each other and just have a good time and, of course, have some food there.
Absolutely. And I think the ESPN did a sort of insight into sort of going back, and I think I remember the hamburgers and the big bag of fries and all that. It was certainly unique because a lot of us don't really get that chance to see what really happens behind the scenes. And you guys are able to relax a little bit and sort of take that pressure. The pressure of being an Alabama football player, and this will be the final question, the pressure of being an Alabama football player, of where you guys got it to, winning championships every year, 11-2 last year, an accomplishment, a great season. There's college football teams that would kill for 11-2. But the bar that you guys have set, because, you know, I think there's several players. We created this monster. We have to deal with it. The expectation of being an Alabama football player. Steen, pick up that.
Well, for me, I remember when I was being recruited, when I came here, and Coach Saban started talking about the tradition and what was trying to they were trying to do here, that really sucked me in. And I knew for me coming here was going to be my best business decision, as Coach Saban said to me. And I wanted to go somewhere in the state. And but I knew as a business point of view, I knew Bama was the best place and that Bama was going to make me the best football player and the best man that I could be, and maybe support my family in the future. And I looked at and I took that in perspective, and that's when I decided to come here. And for future recruits, if you want to play in the pros, Bama will give you the best opportunity to play in the pros. The coaches here, they know what they're doing. And for me, I'm glad I made the choice, and I definitely wouldn't change it.
You know, just to open up my eyes a little bit, because I just thought about it when Steen was talking. You got to understand, when me and Steen were coming in, when we looked on the little advertisement thing, when they was recruiting, they said 12 national championships.
Oh, my heavens.
It said 12.
It said 12.
And we're leaving out, and it's 15 now.
15 now.
That's crazy.
That has to be a sense. I remember we came here,
yeah,
and Coach Pendry was recruiting us.
Yeah.
He was the old school, and that's really made us the players we are today, I think. Yeah.
You know, just to come in and know that you changed the face of a football team forever. You know, you forever changed the face of a football team, man. And And this is a special moment.
Yeah, time of your life that you'll never forget.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something to you guys, and I mean, don't think I'm crazy. I'm a fan, okay? I'm a media guy. But, I mean, listen, when I got off the exit in 73, it was a dream to attend the University of Alabama. I mean, I'm fulfilling a dream by not only getting my undergrad, getting a master's, and going on now to get the PhD. But it was a dream to attend the University of Alabama for you guys to establish that brand and create that dynasty. I don't think you guys really truly grasp what you were able to accomplish. Because we go back, you know, you go back to Tommy Frazier at Nebraska. What he was able to accomplish. They almost won three in a row.
Yeah.
And you go back, that dynasty that Alabama has been able to accomplish, gives me chills thinking about it. You guys really don't understand. You do understand it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But you won't really realize until your final days are done playing college football, and you'll look back, this getting the band back together, what you guys were able to accomplish. It'll hit you 20 years from now when you're done playing the game.
I agree with you 100%, you know. Because the thing is, I mean, we look at the things that we've accomplished, you know. Me, personally, I was able to play right next to my brother, you know, for the number one team in America. And all the rings that we have and all American, all this, all everything is like, and we're trained so hard at, you know, the school to keep, not even think about the accomplishments, but keep moving forward. Not even worry about what you've done, but what you're gonna do. So you keep working so hard, like always trying to do better. That, you know, maybe one day where, you know, I rest up the cleats. You know, I sit down with my kids. You know, I feel as if that's when it's gonna hit me. You know, when it's just peacetime, not wartime. Sit down with my kids. Like, look at your father and look at your uncle. You know, look at all these rings. But I feel as if, you know. You're right. I agree with you 100%.
And what you guys have been able to accomplish, because I've lived in this state. Alabama's always been a state brand, a Southeast brand. Mm-hmm. You guys have took Alabama to the national brand. Alabama's a national brand because in Portland, Oregon, they know who the University of Alabama is. And because the Alabama Nation expects championships, they expect Alabama. I mean, I heard them today. I heard Butch Jones talking about it from Tennessee, having to deal with Alabama. You know, we're building a program here. But we're going to have to deal with playing Alabama because you guys have created this national brand of reestablishing the best college football program in the country. It's something to be proud of. Anthony Steen, talk about Pro Day for you.
Well, for me, it's I just got cleared this past week to actually try to do some running and working out here and there. So for me, I'm trying to push myself this past week. I've been trying to push myself and try to get – you know, at least halfway and back in shape where I can go out there and show everybody out there watching that I have recovered and just give me some more time and I can be the player that I used to be. You know, I played through this whole season through my injuries and it was definitely tough, but I'm right now it's everything's going great and hopefully someone out there will give me a good shot and make me a better player and hopefully I can keep playing in the NFL for a couple
of
years.
You guys all have what it takes, not only talent, to play at this level. You played the best of the best, the cream of the crop, but you have what it takes between the ears, and that'll carry you a long way. And I'm sure as Chance Wormack can look at you and say, a 20-game schedule with the preseason game, a lot of it's mental. No doubt, God gave you a lot of ability to play at this high level, but a lot of it is keeping that motivation that I'm going to continue to be. I appreciate you guys swinging by. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to continue to talk about it, and we'll talk about getting the band back together, the best offensive line ever to play the game in college football, getting back together on one stage. I appreciate you guys coming in. Cyrus, thank you so much for coming in, and appreciate you guys, Chance Wormack, Anthony Steen, for coming in and being part of the game tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Safe trip back to the ATL. Oh, yeah. Alabama's headed there in 149 days.
Wow.
In Atlanta against West Virginia.
That's right.
149 days.
Yeah.
149 days. Anthony, thanks so much, man. I appreciate
you coming. Thanks for having me on here.